Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you. We turn now to Chile, where a volcano has erupted twice in the last 24 hours after having been dormant since 1972. The eruption sent a massive column of lava and ash miles into the sky. Chileans have been surprised by the abruptness and force of the two eruptions. Schools have been closed, flights canceled, and residents in the area are wondering whether the volcanic activity will subside or if this is a massive natural disaster in the making. Gideon Long is a freelance reporter for the BBC and joins me now from Santiago. Hi, Gideon.
Hi there, Todd.
Give us a sense of context about the size of the eruptions, if you can.
Okay, so we've had two eruptions so far. The first one was at 6 o'clock in the evening yesterday, local time, and then another eruption around 7 hours later in the middle of the night here in Chile. Both of them large eruptions, and both of them unexpected. Nobody was expecting this volcano to erupt. I've just been listening to an interesting interview with a volcanologist here in Chile. She was saying that in 95% of the cases of volcanic eruptions, they know it's going to happen. They have some warnings, earth tremors, etc. But in this case, there was this falls into the 5%. There was no warning at all. So it was completely unexpected. Very spectacular images coming out of the south of Chile of this huge plume of ash and smoke rising around 10 kilometers, around 6 miles into the air. And it's forced the evacuation of everybody in the area within a 20 kilometer radius. That's around a 13 mile radius of the volcano's peak.
So there was real concern that people anywhere close to the cone could actually be in danger here.
There was. The volcano was clearly visible from the city of Puerto Montt, which is a sizable city in the south of Chile. It's only around 20 miles from the volcano. And there are some smaller towns and villages which are nearer still. The town of Ensenada, for example, has been completely evacuated. That's been the main concern. It's the town closest to the volcano. And the reports coming out of there suggest that the town is now a ghost town. Everybody has been evacuated from that area. As you said, schools in the area have been closed. All flights to Puerto Montt and to nearby airports have been closed. And the worry is now that the ash is drifting eastwards over the Andes Mountains, and there is some danger that it will start falling on fields both in Chile and also in neighboring Argentina. Even as far away as Bariloche, a city in Argentina, around 50 miles from the volcano, people there have been told to stay indoors. And the worry is also for agriculture. There's a danger that the ash will fall on fields, making it difficult for livestock in the area to graze, and also block up waterways, which are obviously vital for the agricultural sector in the area.
So is the worry now primarily that ash that you're talking about? Is there significant lava flow that threatens towns and villages in the area of the volcano itself?
I think that is the main worry. In terms of people being evacuated, it seems to have been a fairly orderly evacuation. And this is primarily an agricultural area, so it's not heavily populated. Around 5,000 people have been told they will have to leave their homes. But so far, that seems to be a fairly orderly process. And I think the main concern really is for agriculture. We've seen this in previous volcanic eruptions in Chile, where fields in the area are carpeted in a layer of ash. The livestock can't graze and they die. So that's the main concern.
And some people might remember or might want to look up images from Mount St. Helens in Washington State back in the 80s, which dumped, in some cases, feet of ash in surrounding towns. People dug their way out of ashfall with snow shovels. Gideon Long, freelance reporter with the BBC in Santiago. Thanks, Gideon.
Thank you.
You can see some amazing photos of the Calbuco volcano erupting. It's on our website at thetakeaway.org.